Hey, I'm ready now, hon. Come on in. First, I want to apologize for having you here so late. I need my trustworthy assistant here to help me out with this. I know you're usually out much earlier. I'll be sure to ensure you get some hefty overtime for this. Now, I have to ensure the schedule for this week is correct and, I didn't take that into consideration. Oh, excuse my language, honey. Yeah, looks like Melanie's gonna be out of town from Tuesday, Thursday, and Vince is gone all week. Ugh, I've been a bit scatterbrained lately, I'm sorry. This shouldn't be your problem. Now we have a bit more work to do. Let's rearrange some things. It's probably going to take a bit, so I apologize for having you even later than I originally planned. Oh, thank God that's over. How are you feeling? I'm so sorry I had you so late. I know some of it was a bit difficult too. Oh, honey, listen. You have nothing to apologize for. You are very valuable to me. I like having you as an assistant. Yeah, you just have such a sweet vibe. You're so sweet, intelligent, and hardworking. I know this hasn't been the easiest experience for you. Yeah, you're so amazing. And I don't want you to feel bad. You do such an amazing job, and I'm so proud of you. Sure, you're generally very quiet and really shy. Honestly, I think that's cute. Shit. That's wrong of me to say. I'm your boss. I shouldn't be telling my good boy things like that. And I said, what? Oh, God. I am so sorry. I am being very unprofessional right now. God, you look really flustered right now. Did I find a side to you I didn't know about? Hmm. Really? You weren't flustered by the idea of a woman so much bigger and taller than you calling you a good boy? Goodness, that's so adorable. I'm being very unprofessional right now, and I'm so sorry. I shouldn't be making you so uncomfortable. I mean, I made you stay late to help me, and now I'm really not helping. You what? Are you sure? Such a good boy. I have some other ideas if you're up to it. I can't believe I'm actually saying this, but I want to make out with you, baby. Hell yeah. Now, why don't I show my good boy he's in charge? Oh, look at me. Getting closer and closer to you. If you keep backing up, against the wall. Let me just. Get those cute arms above your head with my one arm. Don't try moving right away. You know that I go to the gym constantly when I'm not working. I have to say, I'm surprised I only need one arm to hold your arms in place. It's so cute. God, I've wanted to do this to you for quite a while. Listen to me, sweetie. I know this sounds crazy, but I've always wanted you. Your innocence, your shyness, it was a turn on. When you interviewed with me, I saw you checking me out. You liked me. You were so nervous, but I saw great potential within you. I thought you were so cute. I had to take you on. I knew the struggle you were in. Your parents decided staying in your room all day wasn't good for you. Was scary. I'm here for you. Tell me, do you feel safe? Or are you afraid? I'm so proud of you, baby. Relax. You're doing fine. So good. So cute. So curious. This is so wrong. And also so right. I see you've got something poking on your lower half. Oh, don't try to hide it. It's not like you can even move your hands. I'm gonna keep them up for now. Do you want your boss to take care of you? Do you want me to make you feel really good? That's my good boy. Let me just unbuckle your belt and. Whoa. Now that's a nice cock. I want to play with. Sadly, I don't have any lube with me, so this will have to do. You like that, baby boy? You like being jerked off by your boss. Especially while your hands are pinned above your head with just one hand. God. Isn't it hot that I'm so much stronger than you? I figured. When I'd flex here, I got you staring before. I have an idea, though. Yeah, it's kind of an expensive suit, but you deserve to see my arms. So big and strong. So hot, isn't it? I'll keep stroking, sweetie. Hold it in for me, honey. Do your best. Please. Good boy. Actually, how about I show you something? Do you like them? Oh, you're so flustered. Why don't you suck on them? Damn, that feels good. So easy to pick up. Get that cock in between these tits. Oh, yeah. Let me see. Let me see your cock just plow between my tits. Oh, you're being such a good boy. Yes, you are. Oh, you're being such a good boy. Oh, you're getting close, aren't you? That's fine. Don't worry about me. All right. No. I'm gonna count down from three, and you'll come, okay? Are you ready? Three, two, one. Come for me. Yes. Oh, God, look at this mess you made on me. Oh, it sounded like you enjoyed it. So adorable. You want to come home with me? Oh, you did so well today. I'm so proud of you, darling. Oh, honey, we have plenty of other opportunities for you to make me feel good. Oh, you work so hard and it's such a great job, so I think you deserve to feel good. So cute. I'll make sure you return the favor someday. I'm happy to have you. Want to keep being my good boy? Fuck what the world thinks about that. We are consenting adults. Although, it'd be a good idea to keep this on the quiet side so neither of us get in trouble. Though, I guess I'd probably be the one that gets in trouble as I am your boss. You know, the whole power imbalance. I'd gladly throw this job away just so I could be you. Oh, honey. You are too cute. Now, why don't you get some rest? You've had a very long day, and I'm sure you're exhausted. I'll keep you safe. I love you.